Good morning, 21st Century World. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Thaumila Fáilte wrote in Seo, which in Gaelic means, you are so very welcome here. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Already a month has almost gone by since I tossed my four sacred keys into the ocean of oblivion. Namely, since I either permanently deleted or deactivated my Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest accounts. And I'm not missing them in the slightest, even though I had been with them for a number of years, had hundreds of followers, shared loads of photographs, and penned thousands of tweets. It is 3 weeks to the day since I started out on a new journey, since I started here on Anchor.fm. I feel very happy here, for it feels new. It doesn't feel like social media. For the last 17 years or so, I have been devoting myself to writing. I've written 12 books, and I hope to write more, for I feel there is still much within me. Always it bothered me that the reader would never know what voice was behind the words I wrote. It was not until I discovered Anchor FM that I found a way and a means close to my heart for putting into words my written work and my ever-evolving thoughts. I have for the last 3 weeks been attempting to shape and refine a station form of content that would work well for me. So far, I have driven into a few cul-de-sacs, only to have to reverse back out of them and continue on with finding my true way. My aim is to be worthy enough to be heard in faraway places, to have my humble thoughts reach out to the world, even out to the International Space Station and beyond. This is based on a conviction of mine that there is someone out there who has been long in waiting just to hear the few words I have for them. In today's broadcast, I will be doing a reading from William Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the words of a song. Let us begin with a Shakespearean favorite of mine, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Now, fair Hippolyta, our nuptial hour draws on apace. Four happy days bring in another moon. But, oh, methinks, how slow this old moon wanes! She lingers my desires, like to a stepdame or a dowager, long withering out a young man's revenue. 4 days will quickly steep themselves in night, 4 nights will quickly dream away the time, and then the moon, like to a silver bow new bent in heaven, shall behold the night of our solemnities. Go, Philostrate, stir up the Athenian youth to merriments, awake the pert and nimble spirit of mirth, turn melancholy forth to funerals. The pale companion is not for our pomp. Hippolyta, I woo thee with my sword and won thy love doing thee injuries. But I will wed thee in another key, with pomp, with triumph, and with revelling. Happy be Theseus, our renowned duke. Thanks, good Aegeus, what's the news with thee? Full of vexation come I, with complaint against my child, my daughter Hermia. Stand forth, Demetrius. My noble lord, this man had my consent to marry her. Stand forth, Lysander. And my gracious duke, this man had bewitched the bosom of my child. Thou, Lysander, thou hast given her rhymes and interchanged love tokens with my child. Thou hast by moonlight at her window sung, with finging voice, verses of finging love, and stolen the impression of her fantasy with bracelets of thy hair, rings, gauds, conceits, necks, trifles, nosegays, sweetmeats, messengers of strong prevailment in unheart and youth. With cunning hast thou filched my daughter's heart, turned her obedience, which is due to me, to stubborn harshness. And, my gracious Duke, be it so she will not hear before your grace consent to marry with Demetrius, I beg the ancient privilege of Athens. As she is mine, I may dispose of her, which shall be either to this gentleman or to her death, according to our law immediately provided in that case. What say you, Hermia? Be advised, fair maid. To you your father should be as a god, one that composed your beauties, yea, and one to whom you are but as a form of wax, by him imprinted and within his power to leave the figure or disfigure it. Demetrius is a worthy gentleman. So is Lysander. In himself he is, but in this kind, wanting your father's voice, the other must be held the worthier. I would my father looked but with my eyes. Rather, your eyes must with his judgment look. I do entreat your grace to pardon me. I know not by what power I am made bold, nor how it may concern my modesty in such a presence here to plead my thoughts, but I beseech your grace that I may know the worst that may befall me in this case, if I refuse to wed Demetrius. Either to die the death or to abjure forever the society of men. Therefore, fair Hermia, question your desires. Know of your youth. Examine well your blood. Whether, if you yield not to your father's choice, you can endure the livery of a nun. For I, to be in shady cloister mute, to live a barren sister all your life, chanting faint hymns to the cold, fruitless moon. Thrice blessed they that mastered so their blood to undergo such maiden pilgrimage. But earthlier happy is the rose distilled than that which withering on the virgin thorn grows, lives, and dies in single blessedness. So will I grow, so live, so die, my lord, ere I will my virgin patent up unto his lordship, whose unwished yoke my soul consents not to give sovereignty. Take time to pause, and by the next new moon, the sealing day betwixt my love and me, for everlasting bond of friendship, upon that day, either prepare to die for disobedience to your father's will, or else to wed Demetrius as he would, or on Diana's altar to protest for aye austerity and single life. Relent, sweet Hermia, and Lysander, yield thy crazed title to my certain right. You have a father's love, Demetrius. Let me have Hermia's. Do you marry him? Scornful Lysander, through he hath my love. And what is mine, my love shall render him, and she is mine. And all my right of her I do estate unto Demetrius. I am, my lord, as well derived as he, as well possessed. My love is more than his. My fortune's everywhere fairly ranked, if not with vantages Demetrius's. And which is more than all these boasts can be, I am beloved of beauteous Hermia. Why should not I then persecute my right? Demetrius, I'll avouch it to his head, made love to Nida's daughter, Helena, and won her soul. And she, sweet lady, dotes, devoutly dotes, dotes in idolatry upon this spotted and inconstant man. I must confess that I have heard so much, and with Demetrius thought to have spoke thereof, but being over full of self-affairs, my mind did lose it. But Demetrius, come, and come, Aegeus, you shall go with me. I have some private schooling for you both. For you, fair Hermia, look you arm yourself to fit your fancies to your father's will, or else the law of Athens yields you up, which by no means we may extenuate, to death or to a vow of single life. Come, my Hippolyta, what cheer, my love? Demetrius and Aegeus go along. I must employ you in some business against our nuptial, and confer with you of something nearly that concerns yourselves. With duty and desire we follow you. And we will continue tomorrow with some more of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Today's poem is Itaca by Constantine Peter Kafifi. Constantine was born in 1863 in Alexandria, Egypt, and passed away also there in 1933. He was an Egyptian Greek poet, journalist, and civil servant. His consciously individual style earned him a place among the most prominent figures, not only in Greek poetry, but in Western poetry as well. He wrote 154 poems, while dozens more remained incomplete or in sketch form. During his lifetime, he consistently refused to formally publish his work, and preferred to share it through local newspapers and magazines, or even print it out himself and give it away to anyone interested. His most important poems were written after his 40th birthday, and officially published 2 years after his death. Itaca was originally written in Greek. The translation I'm using was done by Edmund Keeley and Philip Sharad. Itaca by Constantine Peter Kafifi. As you set out for Itaca, hope the voyage is a long one, full of adventure, full of discovery. Laestrygonians and Cyclops and angry Poseidon, don't be afraid of them. You'll never find things like that on your way, as long as you keep your thoughts raised high, as long as a rare excitement stirs your spirit and your body. Laestrygonians and Cyclops, wild Poseidon, you won't encounter them unless you bring them along inside your soul, unless your soul sets them up in front of you. Hope the voyage is a long one. May there be many a summer morning when, with what pleasure, what joy, you come into harbors seen for the first time. May you stop at Phoenician trading stations to buy fine things. Mother of pearl and coral, amber and ebony, sensual perfume of every kind, as many sensual perfumes as you can. And may you visit many Egyptian cities, to gather stores of knowledge from their scholars. Keep Itaca always in your mind. Arriving there is what you are destined for. But do not hurry the journey at all. Better if it lasts for years. So you are old by the time you reach the island, wealthy with all you have gained on the way, not expecting Itaca to make you rich. Itaca gave you the marvelous journey. Without her, you would not have set out. She has nothing left to give you now. And if you find her poor, Itaca won't have fooled you. Wise as you will have become, so full of experience, you will have understood by then what these Itacas mean. Do you know the beauty by your side? Christa Berg, it seems, didn't for a while, for he says, I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance, looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair that catch your eyes. I have been blind. The lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I want to be. But I hardly know this beauty by my side. I'll never forget the way you looked tonight. I've never seen you looking so gorgeous as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. You were amazing. I've never seen so many people want to be there by your side. And when you turned to me and smiled, it took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight. The lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I want to be, but I hardly know this beauty by my side. I'll never forget the way you look tonight. I never will forget the way you look tonight. The lady in red. The lady in red. The lady in red. My lady in red. I love you. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. And spare a thought too for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult. Be ever grateful. And if there is someone, perhaps a neighbor you haven't seen in a while, then rather than phone them or text them, go over and say hello to them. Shake their hand, give them a hug. While in their company, make at least two or three comments about their appearance, how well they look, or about their choice of clothes that will make them feel very good about themselves. Remember Michelangelo's painting on the Sistine Chapel in Rome, where he has the divine and the human touch one another. A phone call is very nice, surely, but your presence, your touch, your hug, or a handshake are a whole lot nicer and way by far appreciated. And you yourself will feel good too. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. It is an honor to have your listening. This is Radio Richard Ireland. Slán agus banacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.